A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Ayin Ches, Baba Metzia 78a, pagination is 155, starting from the Mishnah, just about midway on the page, middle of the line. Hasocher Sachamor, a person rented a donkey, Lo Licho Bahar, with the understanding that he was going to be going, whether it's travel or carrying packages, but he was going to be doing it in the mountain. Ve'olicha bavika, and he ended up doing it in the valley. Bivika, or the understanding was he was going to use it in the valley. Ve'olicha bahar, and he started using it in the mountain. Afilu zu eser milin v'zu eser milin, even if he went the exact same distance, 10 mil, umesa, and the animal died, chayev, he's going to be liable to repay the animal because what happened is attributable to what he did. Now, the Gemara says that one approach, actually the fourth approach at the bottom of this Amud, is that it's the Shita of Rav Meir who holds that automatically, just for changing between the Bika, the valley, and the Har, the mountain, automatically you're liable. But the first three understandings of this Mishnah do not interpret the Mishnah that it has to be Rav Meir, and we don't paskin like this. Instead, they explain this Mishnah regarding different types of examples of the death that befell this animal as things that are attributable to the way things played out. But intrinsically, just because you switched between a har and a bika and a har, that's not enough to make you liable. It's because something occurred that was attributable to what you did with it, that there was actually a difference in this particular case, whether you took it on this route or on that route. We will, Amitz Hashem, see that in a moment. We revisit it when we see the Gemara. Hasokhara sachamor lo'licha bahar ve'licha bavika. The Mishnah gives a second case, or set of cases, where he rented the animal to go in the mountain, went in the valley, and what occurred was distinctly attributable to the fact that he went in this particular way, or was not attributable to where he went. So the Mishnah says, "Imichlika potter." If the animal slipped, so then he's potter, because going on a mountain would have been, Rashi explains, more reason for it to split, because it starts getting pointy towards the top, presumably needs good footwork on the mountain, as opposed to going in the valley, where if it slipped there, it would have slipped in the mountain too, and therefore he's absolved. Vim huchama, but if what happened was the animal literally overheated, chayiv, then he would be liable, because taking it to the valley, the description here is, I don't know exactly what the valley looked like, but there was less airflow, and therefore the animal did not have fresh air, did not have an abundance of air, and therefore it overheated, and it died, attributable to the fact that he went in the valley. Lo'licha bevika ve'olicha bahar. If the condition, the understanding was that he was going to go in the valley and he went in the mountain, so we have the reverse logic. Imechlika chayiv. If the animal slipped, so he's chayiv, because the mountain is considered more of a reason that the animal would slip. Vimhuchama potter. And if it overheated, so then he's going to be absolved, because on the contrary, in the mountain there's more airflow and the animal has fresher air, there's more of a wind, a breeze. Imachmas hamayla, but if it could be argued that it's because he was climbing that he overheated, So the Beis Din would have to look into that. And if that's true, then Chayiv, then he would be Chayiv, obligated to pay, because we did the logic, and it's because of the climb that the animal died. So whether we understand exactly what their mountains were and how excessive their valleys were, that there wasn't airflow, but what the Mishnah is telling us is that if it's attributable, then he's going to be liable. If not, not. We do not automatically say, Kol HaMishaneh, just because you changed, you're liable. We do not automatically say, Techilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones, that what you did was a pshia, was an act of negligence. We deal with it. If it's attributable, yes. If not, not. Skipping to the Gemara, three lines later, the Gemara asks, Maishna resha de lo kamaflig, Maishna sefer de kamaflig. You'll notice that in the very first case, the case was that he went from a condition of valley to mountain or mountain to valley, and we simply ruled that he's obligated. In the second case, or set of cases, we discussed mountain has certain attributes to it that make it more susceptible, and valley has more attributes to it in different ways that make it more susceptible. Why is it that the first case simply said he changed mountain, valley, valley, mountain, and he's liable? And in the second case, we start analyzing whether it's attributable to the mountain or attributable to the valley. And the Gemara, as I mentioned in the introduction, gives three explanations focused on what occurred. Amri Devei Reb Yanai, they said from the Beis Medrash of Reb Yanai, Reisha Shemesa Machmas Avir. What happened was that the animal died because of the ear quality. Da Amrinon, and therefore we can argue, regardless of whether it's a mountain or a valley, we have an opportunity to argue, Aviru da Har Kotla ve Amrinon Aviru de Biko Kotla. We argue that either the mountain's type of ear quality killed it, or the valley's type of ear quality killed it. This person did a variation on what was agreed. And therefore, as Rashi says it, limuda, the animal has a certain accustomed physiology, ligodel ba'avir, to live in a certain type of ear quality, and the fact that you changed it, perhaps coupled with the fact that it was straining under whatever load that was placed upon it. If it would have been walking casually, I don't know, but you imposed work upon it, and based on that ear quality, which you changed from the agreement, you're going to be liable. So it makes no difference whether it's mountain or valley, and therefore the resha, the first case, did not differentiate. The fact is, you changed in a way that it is attributable. Again, we're not using the approach that it's Reb Meir, and any change is automatically liable, but if it's a change, that makes it attributable. The second understanding, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Amar, Kigon Shemesu Machmas Uvtsena. The animal died because of the exertion. Likewise, Rashi explains that arguments can be made that it's because of what you did that the animal died from this exhaustion. If it's the mountain, it's because it was climbing. If it's the valley, it's because with the exertion, but it wasn't able to breathe properly because there wasn't good airflow over there, and therefore it got exhausted and died. A final understanding of the three, Rabba Omer Kigon Sheikisha Nachosh, it got killed by the bite of a snake, and as the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Shintes Aleph, it was a case where Nachoshim Mitzuyim Shom, these mazikim, these types of damages that ended up damaging, were more frequent in the place where he took the animal, and therefore it's not just an act of God, it's, hey, you took it right into this problem, and therefore it's attributable to what he did. So again, the Reisha doesn't differentiate between mountain and valley because it's given to interpretation based on the situation. It has nothing to do with mountain and valley. It has to do with the situation that it was in. And if one can argue that that changed situation caused the problem, the Mishnah is telling us chayev. The second case was really focused on the fact that it was mountain valley. It's not just a situation that changed. You took route A instead of route B. It's that the mountain has certain qualities and the valley has certain qualities. And if those qualities match what happened, because it slipped or because it overheated, then the person would be liable. If it's not attributable, then indeed he would be pater. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.